In order to accurately view my life, one needs to understand the impact the sport of soccer has had on it. My father named me after his favorite soccer player, and I started watching soccer when I was just 2 years old. In old video cassette tapes, my father kept of World Cups, which set the tone for the rest of my life. I idolized the legendary Diego Maradona growing up, and my first dreams were to become a soccer player. I was very, very good and tore my recreational league apart. I remember vividly crying the first time watching the documentary Once in a Lifetime about soccer's popularity in the 1970s, wishing I could live in a world where more people understood the joy I feel about soccer. I had never had many friends. The soccer field was where the other kids understood me, and there's this sense of camaraderie being a part of a sports team. Felt in other group settings. I played competitive soccer for a while, but never kept at it. It ruined the fun for me. As time goes on, you get a good idea of how the world works, and soon I figured out that I was not going to be a professional soccer player. Soccer was still a fun activity I spent a significant amount of time and energy on. However, I lived in a part of the Bay Area filled with very competitive schools, and that eventually caught up to me. I breezed through elementary school, but most of my grades skydived when I entered middle school. My grades were so bad that I wouldn't have gotten into UC Santa Cruz if the trends continued. Even though my freshman year of high school saw a slight improvement in my grades, soccer was sapping my energy, and I really wanted to go to a good college. I was at a crossroads in my life. Should I keep playing soccer and hope my grades improve, or just quit soccer and start spending more time in school? Ultimately, I decided to stop playing soccer. Quitting soccer seems like a normal event for most people, but for me, soccer is part of my soul. Most of the friends I made and old memories I have are of me playing soccer. Even though I would have had to stop eventually, I could always delay it and try to ease myself more into it. However, I saw that event as a galvanizing moment in my life where I started to turn my academic life around. The first 2 years, there was a void in my weekends, but my grades improved. I started looking at other hobbies in my spare time. I started following politics and watching PBS NewsHour every night with my father over dinner. I also spent time one summer going to a tutor for help with my writing, time I normally would have spent playing at soccer at a camp. My love of soccer barely faded in spite of quitting, however. I still watched soccer on the weekends with my father on television and started collecting and analyzing soccer data in my spare time. My interest in computer science, my major, actually started with me just surfing the web for soccer statistics and me trying to aggregate them into some sort of manageable format. This led me to learning Java and how to web scrape, which is my main specialization. I found some really interesting tidbits and published some articles online. While some of my friends go to computer science with the goal of learning how to play games, my driving force is learning how to do statistical analysis, which I use all the time for soccer and maybe politics or even another interest I might develop while at UC Santa Cruz. Ultimately, quitting soccer is an open-ended story with room for interpretation.